You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Bad Girls Club After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Bad Girls Club After Show.
Hey, girls. What I want, it, I get it.
Yeah.
That's right, I said it. Live the life you wish you had. Sugar, spice, and everything but
go ahead.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing it. We are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Bad Girls Club All-Star Battle, Season 1, Episode 3, Secrets and Lies.
Very dramatic episode.
Very dramatic.
But the composer was on it. Did you notice that?
The music composer?
Yeah, of like, it was just like really menacing music.
Well, look at the house that they live in.
Damn, yeah.
Girl. So, as we're watching it, I'm sitting here and I'm going through it like, oh my God, we need... I was pissed because we were going to get Amber in studio this week, but she's doing a stream cast, so she couldn't come in this week. But we'll get her. She'll be in next week. So then I was like, shoot, let's get Julie on the phone. Julie's in New York right now because I just can imagine what Julie has. The beautiful words she must have to say about Miss Natalie Nunn tonight. But we have a very special guest with us tonight. She will be joining us in just a little bit. We have Stassi. She's going to be calling.
Yeah, I like this trend. Like, Stassi went home last week, so we have her... Now
call
this
in.
Week.
So now Amber
and
goes
Amber
home.
Next. So it gives them a week to fester and get really pissed off.
There you go.
And like start Twitter wars and get in fights about what happened after they left. So it's perfect timing, Jesse.
All right.
Good job.
There we go. Yes. All right. So, I mean, it gets to the point of now Natalie is still trying to find out who voted her in. We've already eliminated another person and you still are stuck on that.
She knew it was Amber. She would have pushed it a little bit more. She kind of like, she could have found out easily it was Amber.
But she, I mean, come on. Like, she kind of knew, but she was just so adamant that I was like, no, she wouldn't. Like, I'm Natalie Nunn. No one's going to
betray me. I kind of think her, Flo, and Amber went in with a plan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to think that.
Yeah, because I didn't realize it until they brought it up in the what happened last week or what happened so far on the season when it shows the three of them outside the house as friends. And I even said to you guys, I was like, oh, I didn't realize the three of them were such good friends.
It makes sense. I mean, you know, you sit here, Flo says to Amber, I want you, me, and Natalie at the end. And in order to do that, you can't let people know that you're friending Natalie because everyone hates Natalie, which makes sense as to why Flo is going so hard to like try and start stuff with Natalie, but they never fight. It's just a whole bunch of yelling back and forth with each other. It's kind of like, well, if the girls see me rah-rahing in Natalie's face, they'll never think I'm on Team Natalie.
And the other thing is I don't really think it's so much of as like a friendship, but Flo just wants what's right, and she thinks the three of them are the only three that deserve to be there.
And also what you said about, like, not her, Flo not wanting to be, like, super vocal about being on Natalie's side, that was Amber's downfall.
As far as?
She talked too much. Amber, or Natalie clues in front of everyone.
Yeah. She needed to be a little bit more stealthy. Well,
subtle.
Yeah, well, her whole, like, long-term strategy speech, like... She should have been using that in her
strategy. Everyday life.
That's true. Well, that one, she was just gunning for Danny. Like, please, just don't vote me and think of next week.
Danny's like, I hate you.
Bye, bitch. All right, so they're still trying to figure out. Natalie's saying that Julie is a snake. Amber's saying the same thing. Natalie's impression of Julie was actually really funny, smoking the cigarette. Ooh, Julie, I'm outside smoking.
Trying
thing.
To figure it out.
Julie and Judy figure out, obviously, that Amber did it. And then it's kind of Amber yelling versus everybody against Team Pink. We have up on the screen here going on now.
That was so unnecessary, though. Like, if you actually did what someone was accusing you of, like, would you go that hard? That's just so, like...
I didn't do it, bitch!
Shakespeare, like, the lady doth protest too much. Way too much.
That is too much tea, Miss Amber. So, whatever. They go into the challenge. It's called Pigs with Wigs.
So cute. I love this. Whoever's creating the challenges is pretty clever this time. Or I guess it's the first time, so it doesn't matter. But they're using, like, the weaves and the mattresses. Like, well, they know.
It's the
stupid.
Same company, Puna and Murray. I mean, the same company that does the MTV's The Challenge. So, with the MTV's Challenge, it's kind of, like, really serious. And, like, we have to compete and, you know, all that. And I guarantee you they've done Bad Girls for so long, they're like, could you imagine if we took these bitches and put them in something and
created pig
like
pen.
And they did it. Pig pen with weave and
but they're so cute. The pigs were so cute, and we were kind of mad at Flo because she was a little hard on that pig. She did not have to be that hard.
She was so, but her face though, it was so intense.
She was like, get over here.
Yeah. I feel like she might have actually murdered someone in real life. She was so intense.
Oh, I could totally have seen her murdering someone.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It was beast mode, as they said in the
How
in
would
episode.
You see her murder? How would she kill
going,
them?
Going, like, bananas, ape shit. She has a temper. She almost turns into, like... I don't even know. Remember when that one girl flipped out on Bad Girls Club when she thought the ghosts were coming to get her in the middle of the night?
Christina.
That's like what Flo is every night.
She's like probably a hitman for the Albanian mafia. She's hardcore.
So Flo has killed someone and then disposed of the body?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Nobody knows about
her. I would all never, right. Like, to be honest, I shouldn't even be saying this about Flo because I am terrified of her. Love her. Don't hurt me. Flo.
We love you.
Love you, but I'm
but
scared.
We probably of killed you. Somebody.
Yeah. So, Ham... starts for obviously hard as a motherfucker.
I never knew that. Is that really what it stands for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's funny that Stassi's not on the episode because I know she released a song, a ham freestyle. So they have to find the right collar on the pig. Pink team goes first. Flo and her violentness got her the team captain spot. So good for her for that. And then Amber gets up and... I don't know how she felt. She was secretly telling Natalie.
She wasn't whispering. She wasn't doing sign language. Like, what did she think she was doing?
Natalie! What if I was just like, Siobhan. Siobhan.
Yes.
Stephanie in that outfit.
If anyone didn't hear, Jess just said that Stephanie looked good in that outfit.
Oh my God, that would have been me. Wait, was it Danny? That is like me. I would have done that. I would have called it out in front of everyone.
Of
she didn't
course.
Miss a beat.
Like, she did. Oh,
she's like, just so
like,
everyone knows.
Dumb bitch.
But if I was Amber and I really wanted to give Natalie the hint, I would have just walked over and whispered in her ear. I mean, what would they have told her? Yeah. No, you can't do that. Stop.
Right. Or been like, Natalie, come here. Natalie's standing over there like, what? Duh. Obviously, she wants to say something.
And the clue didn't even help anyway. Like, thanks for telling me to look for a big collar. I'll catch whatever pig I can
find. And that's when Jen says, I'm going to look for the pig with the big collar. And she sure did. Yeah. She found it, and she's the team captain. So, afterwards, Amber decides, you know what? I have a guilty conscience. I'm going to come out and I'm going to tell Natalie.
But she didn't ever say that she had a guilty conscience. It literally came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
She just was kind of talking and then said...
Again, I feel like Natalie knew this was going to happen. When her and Amber were yelling at back and forth at each other, it just seemed so like... I'm trying to piece together, like, what are you guys yelling about? What is this conversation about? Because if I was yelling at you for voting me in, those aren't the things that I would be saying to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just kind of seemed like they're like, all right, let's make a big, you know, roar and everyone's going to come running and see us in a fight. And then it'll get you off of my, you know,
that's
back.
I completely agree. I think Amber was standing up on the steps like
yelling. So dramatic.
And if she really meant the stuff that she was saying, like F you, like... Any other bad girl would have been pissed and, like, punched her, probably. It just seemed fake, I guess.
And Natalie probably told... Because Natalie's always standing on something. Natalie's probably like, stand on this and yell at me.
Yell at me.
And also, too, like, the initial reaction from Natalie was, why would you do that?
I know, it wasn't even mad.
Yeah, it was... It would... from Natalie, what I've seen, it's like an initial combustive, like, right. reaction, and we did not get that.
Nope. No. We get it later, but... So the team challenge is, like, this trampoline, and you have to, like, stick your face up on the sticky wall. It looked really fun.
Doesn't that remind you of Discovery Zone?
Do you remember Discovery Zone?
Yeah.
It did. It looked the most fun. So Danny goes first. She got her little 50 points. Congratulations. That was a funny one. Julie got 75 points. Erica got 75 points. Paula got 75 points. Then Natalie goes up. Obviously, she's taller. She's going to get a higher thing. She got 100 points and then starts booty, her infamous booty clap.
She's really good at that.
On the sticky wall.
She's like a little twerker.
She's a little twerker. then Judy goes up. Judy catches 100, but then falls off and begins to cry.
Oh my gosh, we're so over Judy crying. It was funny in her season when she acted like she had psychotic problems.
I feel like in her season it came off more like if you were being mean to her, like she would sit and think about it and then cry. This is like you stub someone's toe, like, oh my god.
Yeah, she falls off the thing. Somebody Ray J comes in. The girls start fighting. Like, what bad girl? Who cast her? What bad girl starts crying when two other girls that aren't even your friends start fighting?
Mm. Right.
Judy.
So she loses the points. Jen gets 100 points. Flo goes, and she almost got the 100 points, but then she fell off.
Tragic.
All right, and before we continue going, I believe we have Stassi on the line from Bad Girls Season 7. What up, Stassi?
How are you, Star?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Stassi.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, hello.
You actually used to work with one of our my co-hosts here.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Little Miss Shabam.
Yeah.
All right, Stassi. So, obviously, you've been watching Bad Girls All-Star. We've heard, you know, what Julie, the twins, what they felt about the season. I know you were out here with the girls, with them and Judy as well. You know, what was your kind of experience going into Bad Girls All-Star? What was your thought process going in?
Going into it, I was expecting something completely different than Bad Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown a lot since filming Bad Girls Club, so when I was told that this was definitely going to focus more so on who we are as people and what we're focusing on in our lives, I was really excited about it. But as I got there and kind of started seeing what was going on, I was completely over it.
And what made you over it? I mean, was it as far as... I mean, well, let's talk about, you know, obviously last week you walked in on Erica. How close were you with anyone on your team?
I wouldn't necessarily say close, but I did trust Erica coming into the house.
Mm-hmm.
We had multiple conversations about going on to the show and how, you know, how things would be between us. Not only Erica, but Megan as well. So, you know, walking in on, you know, her and Megan talking about me and those type of things really threw me off.
Right. Did you ever feel like, I know some of the girls were kind of excited that they had another player on the opposite team. I mean, where do you stand as far as your relationship with Judy? Obviously on the show, you kind of you went back and forth with taking her in as a sister or then also, you know, getting kind of over having to deal with her. Did you go in thinking someone on the opposite team was going to kind of be your savior?
No, not necessarily. I didn't think about the other girls. My mind was on one thing and one thing only, and that was getting in competition and seeing how far I can go. So as far as who was going to be there and worrying about, you know, the other girls, that wasn't on my mind at all.
Yeah, we could immediately see with you, I think more than any other girl, that you were there for the competition. When all the other girls started fighting a little, you just would, like, look at them, and the look on your face was hilarious. But do you kind of think that the producers, I don't want to say tricked, but kind of led you guys to believe that it would be more of a challenge and less of the fighting? Because didn't Danny tell us the same thing last week, that she thought this was going to be totally different, but it was, like, same old thing? Do you think they kind of tricked you?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely do, because they knew I wanted nothing to do with it. They knew I wanted absolutely nothing to do with it. I've been very clear and in dealing with Oxygen as far as where I am in my life and things that I'm willing to participate in. And they convinced us that this wouldn't be the case. And, I mean, I'm talking 2, 3, 4 producer interviews and really discussing what the show was going to be about. And it was not supposed to be about the drama. And it was not supposed to be about fighting and all these different crazy things. But, of course, we get there, and that's exactly what it's about.
I saw you tweeted out something yesterday about Oxygen. It's been good. I'm out. So, is that
definitely, Definitely. I'm definitely done with Bad Girls Club. I tweeted at Oxygen's Bad Girls Club page. And it was just, you know, just to, like to make it official with all of the people who do follow me. And just to know, like, as far as Bad Girls Club is concerned, I'm done. Like, you know, I'm 25 years old, and I understand that there are other girls that are older than me. I do understand that, but maturity has nothing to do with age. And as far as I'm concerned, the things that I'm surrounding myself with are not going to be able to be continued on and to do Bad Girls Club. Because I know I've been getting a lot of heat about what I said at the elimination and then fighting Natalie, and that's pure example. I meant everything that I said after elimination. That is what I stand for. It's not about fighting, and it's not about that, and it's not about all the extra stuff. That's right. It's not about that. But at the same time, I'm still human. And Natalie did things outside of TV, on TV, and made comments and said things that she paid for that butt whooping, and I was not going to leave without giving it to her. And it was that simple, regardless of how I felt about it. And I feel like he put myself in positions to make me act like a little kid. I'm going to continue to act like a little kid, so I'm going to remove myself from the situations that make me act like that.
Well, and kind of expand on that a little bit, because I was unaware of some of the stuff that until Danny actually, you know, kind of informed us. But you actually had never said Natalie's name out of your mouth, and since your season, Natalie has kind of picked on you or bullied you in a sense.
Yes.
Obviously, I know you can handle yourself, girl. But in a sense of just kind of targeting somebody, and you know, you were kind of the main target. Did she like draw a picture of you, or like she was calling you certain names or something?
And everything you could possibly think of, from tweets to putting my head on like pictures of like hippos and pigs, and like it's just like outright ridiculous. Like, who picked her to represent California? I run this. Like, all this other stuff. And it's just like, I was never like a vivid Bad Girls Club fan. Like, I didn't watch the show. I wasn't, you know, glued to my TV. So when I was like, which one is this? Like, you know, like, I never paid any attention to it. And then, like, you know, finally she starts saying stuff that was completely disrespectful. And I don't care if you talk about my weight. That's fine. Like, you know, very funny. At the end of the day, it is what it is. Right. But, you know, when you're just getting disrespectful and bringing my family into it and bringing things that have absolutely nothing to do with Bad Girls Club or TV, then, of course, I'm going to flash. And that's what she did. And I'm not one to let certain things go. Like, you know, you can talk about me all day. I do not care. But when you bring my family into it, then we have an issue. And that's where my anger was rooted. That's where my anger was found. And, you know, when she made a comment about my mom, then that is when I just lost all kind of, and that's all I could remember. So that was the reason why I lunged at her. You know, like, she makes all these comments, and people don't realize, you know, she looked at me and called me a fat B-I-C-T-H when she was walking back from the bathroom. She mouthed it to me. Like, I looked right at her, and she mouthed it to me, and all I could think about was what she said about my mom, and I literally lost it.
See, so, we didn't know that.
You know,
that.
Everybody can say or think whatever they want to think about me being a hypocrite or whatever, but, you know, it is what it is, and my family is everything to me, so I'm not going to let certain things go.
Yeah, I mean, last week we talked to Danny. She was like, I know she said what she said, but at the end of the day, she deserved that. Out of everything that she's done, she deserved that, and it was kind of like you did it for all of the bad girls.
Exactly, and that's what all the girls gave a standing ovation. Everybody, you know, and it is what it is, and everybody can say, you know, her friends, if you notice, only the people that are her friends are like, oh, Sassy didn't win. Like, and it's like, really? Like, okay. But everybody else, even people I don't talk to, people I wouldn't consider being cool was like, no, Natalie, like, well, go ahead and take that L and sit down.
Where do you think that stemmed from? I mean, maybe was when you were on in your season, I know you were cool with Judy. I mean, everyone always puts this thing where Judy always talks about Natalie. Did Judy ever talk about Natalie in the house that maybe Natalie felt you said
all
something?
All the time. Judy talked about Natalie all the time. Damn. And that was where... You said what happened?
So is that maybe where Natalie kind of misconstrued that you might have said something and she kind of went off on you? Or
no, like, you know, I haven't... At the end of the day, I could care less right. Because until when she brought my family into it, like I said, I cannot say it enough. Like, I don't care about... Like, you know what I mean? Oxygen is going to put whatever they want to put up on TV right. Because I literally went in depth with them about what happened. And, of course, it's only funny and it's only cute to put up that she called me fat because that's funny, you know? So, my family, I cannot say this, but my family means everything to me. My family means the world to me. And when you bring my family into it and when you want to retweet a picture of my mom and make a smart comment, then we have an issue. You know, when you want to make little smart little remarks. Like, I don't care about, like, yeah, I made the joke about I run New Orleans or whatever because Judy was being retarded and right. We were being funny, you know, and that's what took it over the edge. She had already been like, while we were filming the show. And we literally lost internet privileges because Natalie was all over blogs and Twitter and stuff talking about us. And we hadn't even finished filming. We were still in the house filming the show. Nobody knew our identities. Nobody knew nothing. But Natalie was all over the internet already bad mouthing us. Like, so before we could even make it out of the house, we already had drama with Natalie. So it was just stemming from that. And then the moment Judy made the little comment about she was going to be the next Natalie Nunn, and I was like, you know, like, we were in the house joking, and I just made the comment, like, you know, like, Judy, you're not going to be Natalie, you know, da 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 da, because I run New Orleans, and me and Tierra both ran around the house screaming, I run New Orleans, like, being funny,
right.
You know, and I wrote it up on the wall, being funny, like, joking around, mm-hmm. You know, and it just, like, it got blew out of proportion. It was not that freaking serious. Trust me, honey, I do not want to be Natalie Nunn. That's the last thing I want to be.
I think that's why she doesn't like you, is because the first thing you said is that you didn't even really know about Bad Girls, and you didn't really know about her, and you didn't really care. And I think that that's why she was like, oh my God, I hate this girl. She doesn't know who I am, you know?
Yeah, to kind of almost put a stamp on.
Honey, not nobody. You, she's famous in her own head. she thinks like that, like, honey, just because you've been on Media Takeout does not make you famous. Like, I don't understand. Stassi,
I'd like to play devil's advocate sometimes regarding Natalie Nunn. A lot of the things that she does, and specifically to you, do you feel was for the fame of it, for the attention of it, or do you think there's anything redeeming about Natalie Nunn? Like, could she be a regular person, or is it just all that nasty behavior and I run this and I don't know?
I honestly believe that Natalie's very insecure. And that she feels like that's what's required of her. And she only does it because that's the only way she could possibly stay relevant. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Like, I mean, that's it and that's all. Because if you love yourself, you wouldn't take the time off. So it is what it is.
So in tonight's episode, Julie and the girls are sitting in the bed and they're like, she's pushing 30 and she hasn't been on the show forever. And look at her acting crazy. Were you like dying over this episode when they were saying that, because it's like everything that I think basically everybody's thinking. Is it time that she gives up Bad Girls Club?
I think I was the one who started the whole messing with her about her age. I have not been watching the show. I probably won't keep up with what's going on. I'm just not interested. Like, I love my girls and they all know that I support them and I love them to death, but I'm not interested in what's going on, because just based off of what I've seen so far, it's so rigged and it's so badly edited that I don't even want to see what it's going to look like on TV.
Right.
But definitely, like, I definitely think that at some point we all need to move on. We all need to grow up. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have done, to be doing that now and at 25 and not have to wait until I'm 30. So, you know, everybody grows up at different, you know, rates. And if you want to be 35 and still claiming to be a little girl, that's perfectly fine if that's who you are.
Or having holes in your Louis Vuittons bag.
Funny. It wasn't even Louis Vuitton. We ain't even going to go there.
All right. So, obviously, I mean, I've heard the same story about the way that this was edited, the way that it was just... even just kind of put out, you know, it was kind of production-wise not the best quality. Mm-hmm. You know, you go into it without naming any names, because we all know Judy and Tiara got some tea because tea was spilled. but without naming any names, do you go into this seeing that there are certain people that are kind of used as chess pieces?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. Not kind of. Definitely. Like, it's very clear. It's very clear. And I've said it many times, my season of Bad Girls Club was actually not scripted at all. We did not have production involved. Like, literally, production would be like, don't talk to us. Don't talk to cameramen. Don't talk to, like, we were not, like, literally, we were made to live our lives as if they weren't there. Mm-hmm. And I hear different things from girls after me mm-hmm. about things that are, you know, influenced and said and told to be done. And I've never been approached. You know, I've never been approached. The only time I was approached by production about something that I had said or was going to do was to encourage me not to do it. And now that it's over, I see that they basically wanted to play it to look a different way. So if I did something what I wanted to do, then it wouldn't look right. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, like, you realize later that, oh, I got played. I should have just been with it.
Right.
But other than that, they know they're not going to be able to come tell me to do anything. Like, you know, they know they're not going to be able to come and be like, I think that you should. And I'm going to be like, no, I think you should. I should not. Like, you know, I'm not that person. But I do know for a fact that they pick who they want to pick and say, oh, I think you should do this, or I think you should, you know, just like they feed people liquor and they allow people to get so drunk before certain things, and they do things on purpose.
Right.
And it's very well planned out, and they know exactly what they're doing.
So Flo, Amber, and Natalie come into the house. Obviously, I mean, very odd teaming. From what I've heard is that Natalie and Flo kind of went into this knowing that they were going to mess with everyone's head and kind of team up. With Amber kind of voting against Natalie, do you think that that was a part of their plan in general? Or, I mean, because the way it comes off edited it in tonight's episode, it really looked as if Natalie and Amber planned the whole, okay, we'll vote Natalie in and then we'll make it look like we don't like each other. How did you feel about that trio? Did you ever think that they were all scheming up something against everybody else in the house?
Everybody was always scheming. I honestly didn't trust anybody in the house. I definitely got to know and trust the twins and Julie, you know, and everybody's like, oh, did you guys get an alliance? No, like, I didn't get an alliance. Like, I'm honest. They were honest. Like, we realized that we were probably the realest people in the house, so we just kind of all chilled. I didn't trust nobody. And me and Flo had some pretty deep conversations off camera about, you know, life and things that we've been through and things that, you know, you just don't share with people.
Right.
In general. And I want to believe with all my heart that, you know, she was genuine. So I'm going to continue to hold on to that and say that besides her being genuine with me, that it was a game at the end of the day. And I respect everybody for playing their game.
Well, I mean, okay, so you that's actually kind of cool. You had that talk with Flo. What was your reaction to Flo when she kind of bugged out on Rocky in that elimination?
It was completely validated.
You said it was validated?
Yes, definitely. Yes, it was. It was definitely validated. There was a lot of things going on throughout the day that nobody but me, I think, saw, because we were completely on lockdown all day, and we were, like, literally all, like, locked into different rooms, like, oh, this group is in this room, and we were all by ourselves, and I was sitting in the makeup room by myself, like, chilling, and it's kind of like, do-do-do in my own little world, and Rocky was going through it, and she had been, like, drunk for, like, 3 straight days. Like, I'm talking about, I don't even think she was ever sober. She was probably drunk in her sleep.
Right.
And she had been going off, flashing on everybody, and Flo was there for her, you know, and kept being flashed on. Like, at one point throughout the day, she flashed on Amber, and Amber, like, cried. Like, Amber was like, I didn't mean it. Like, you know, she was crying. Like, I was trying to help. I always say the wrong thing. Like, it was bad. And I think Flo just kind of was at her wit's end, and I think that it was the right thing to do because somebody had to snap Rocky out of her oblivion. Like, I think that's what woke her up, with Flo going off like that, and that's what made Rocky realize it was time for her to go, because everybody was walking on eggshells, and that's not going to help anybody.
Right.
So I think it was definitely validated, and it was very much needed, and it did what it needed to do.
That was very interesting. So, okay, you go into this. You're with all these girls. Judy. I mean, you've dealt with Judy the longest out of all the bad girls. And you were, I mean, you became almost very, you were very motherly to her. Is that something that has kind of lasted after Bad Girls Club, or was it, okay, wait, we here, we in the club, like, let me just handle this girl, because otherwise I'm going to lose my mind off of it. And then once we're done with the show, it's like, girl, I love you, girl, but from a distance.
It's definitely a little bit of both. I did not go into the situation of Bad Girls Club looking to take on a child, you know? And I've always been very motherly. I've said a million times, people in my life, like my family and friends from childhood, still call me mother. Like, my nickname has been mother since birth. And I don't know. I seen something in Judy that I know was just very misguided and needed a little guidance. And I clung to her. I took her on. And I'm completely okay with that. We did have a big falling out again. I don't play when it comes to my family, regardless of whatever, and Judy, retweeted and made a smart retweeted some smart comments that were made, and made just a few little unnecessary comments about my personal, my family. Like, I don't do that, and I just wrote her off. And after talking to her while we were there filming, of course, I'm big on talking off camera. Like, I don't need nobody, to feel right. Like I'm putting on a show or need somebody to see my face. And I pulled Judy aside. Well, actually, I walked in on her while she was in the shower. And I just kind of told her, like, Judy, I love you to death, and you know that. Like, no cameras, no people telling you what to say or how to say it or what to do, no editing. I love you to death. And I don't want, I don't want us to be, fighting. And I just want you to understand this is where I'm coming from and this is why I feel this way. And, of course, Judy cried, of course. And
what?
She just kind of expressed herself and told me what she was coming from. And I told her where I was coming from. And it was exactly what I thought. Like, she doesn't know any better. Like, sometimes some people just don't know any better.
Right.
And she apologized. And I told her, like, you've been warned. This is the one time that I will accept it. And we moved on. And Judy, I love Judy to death. I love Judy to death. We're actually fighting right now. I'm not talking to her. Like, I love Judy. Like, I love Judy. Like, I'm just giving her a cooling off period because I want her to think I'm upset with her. But I'm not. Like, it's just very simple. I love Judy to death. And sometimes some things she just needs to learn the hard way. And I'm okay with giving the hard lessons.
Well, I mean, with the whole situation, I'm sure you can't really speak too much on it. Between Judy and Tiara, I mean, I don't really know what the beef was between it. Is that something that has kind of you been involved? Are you still cool with Tiara in that sense?
I don't get in the middle. Like, if my friends are fighting, that's perfectly fine. I hear both sides and I tell them both what I feel about it. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm not biased. Like, I sit, I listen, and I tell you what I think about what you say or what you told me, and I tell you what you think. Like, I told them both. They both were wrong in certain aspects.
Right.
And some of them, well, they both were right in certain aspects. So that's what they both know. I don't sugarcoat nothing for one person and not for the other one. Like, I tell them both straight up, you were wrong. You shouldn't have said that. But at the same time, I understand that you responded to this, but still, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very honest. And they both know how I feel, and I love them still both. Like, it's not my beef to get in the middle of.
And then before we get into, like, what you're doing now, one final question. Judy gets this bad rap, and I actually had a conversation with her about it, and she kind of really stresses about it, with the whole being compared to Natalie Nunn. I think, maybe she made a comment one time about, I am the next Natalie Nunn or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained, from what she told me was that it's not that I want to be Natalie, but I want to be Natalie in the essence of the baddest bad girl from Bad Girls Club. So now she's kind of gotten this taint around, like this cloud around her that is, she wants to be Natalie. And obviously now you're saying, you know, she went around the house talking about this all the time. You know, where do you think Judy's mind is with the whole Natalie and being Natalie situation?
Judy is stuck in a pit that she created. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like, if you dig a hole and you can't get mad that you get stuck in it. Like, you know, you created it, you said it, and now that's all people are always going to, you know, that's what people are always going to say. You know, stop fighting it and stop saying different and show different. It's that simple.
Would you disagree with it, though? Would you say she is not trying to be Natalie? Would you agree with her in the sense of she's not trying to be Natalie, just so that the fans can hear, you know? Because I know she's made it seem it, but, I mean, that's what she told me, so you never know what the real situation is.
I love Judy to death. I love this girl with all my heart. I do. But she has a lot of maturing to do. She has a lot of maturing to do, and when it comes to image and what you put out to the public, you can't follow behind everything that someone does and then say that you're not trying to be them. So, you know, like, you can't keep comparing yourself and then say that I'm not trying to be them. So until she figures that out and realizes that she's only in competition with herself, she'll never stop being compared.
Stassi, great answers. You're so well spoken.
You're like way too nice and way too normal to be on Bad Girls Club. Like,
get your own
talk show. Well, so before, yeah. So answer that. Why did you want to go on Bad Girls Club to begin with?
Because I was very naive. I was not fully aware of the concept of what Bad Girls Club had became
right.
in 7 seasons. I was still, you know, stuck on the mission statement of what was said it was going to be, you know, from when they created it, you know, 7 self-proclaimed bad girls becoming better women and, you know, doing community service and growing and being forced to deal with personalities they wouldn't deal with and, you know, growing from that fight.
Well, wait, did Oxygen or, you know, did the producers ever do any type of, like try to work with you guys as far as building and like getting better, or is it just that's the mission statement, that's what we say this house is, mm-hmm. now go?
I think that was their original plan, and as the drama got into play, the ratings went up, so they stuck with what got them ratings.
Right.
I don't think that it necessarily wasn't their original plan. They just never changed the blueprint once they changed the plan. So...
And what are you up to now? I mean, what is grown Stassi? What's grown Stassi doing?
Goodness. What am I not doing? I have a million things going on. I'm so blessed. Bad Girls, like I said, when I put the tweet out, like, Bad Girls Club has been absolutely amazing to me. You know, it's given me a platform to leap off of. And I'm taking it to the sky. I've started a brand, which is Sleep the Bed Incorporated. And it's just everything I stand for. If you guys follow me, you know about my whole Marvel movement.
Yep.
If not, basically my Marvel movement is, you know, just, you know, loving who you are and being super because of it. If you notice, all Marvels are never perfect. You know, it's always the nerd or, you know, the outcast or the not so, you know, pretty one. Or it's always that off person who becomes the superhero. And that's what I represent. I represent anybody being amazing in whatever it is they want to do. And that's my brand. I have a hair company now, which is under my brand, Super Bad Hair Edition. And that's going amazing. It's just, you know, good quality at the best price I could possibly put it
if
out
you
there
send
for
me
without
some
going
hair.
Broke.
I wouldn't be mad at you, so, you know.
Siobhan will rock your hair if you want her to.
Yes, please. please.
Oh, well, honey, I got you. We will definitely get back in contact with Amber, and we'll definitely set something up.
So,
did you love walking into the Bad Girls All-Star host and seeing you as a superhero with the whole Marvel?
Oh, my God. Okay, so look, like, I just knew that the whole game was rigged when I walked in. I was like, oh, I already won. Go ahead. Give me my money. Here's all my direct deposit right here.
They really trying to push this Marvel movement.
Right? No, like, right? And it was so crazy. Like, I swear, I'm such a conspiracy theorist. Like, in my own head. Like, not in real life, but, like, in my head, I'd be, like, looking at stuff. I overanalyze everything. And it was funny because when I walked in, I'm literally the first girl dead in the middle. Dead smack dab in the middle. And I was literally the only superhero without a Bad Girls Club symbol.
Oh, really?
Huh. Like, I was like, wait, what? Like, I was like, I asked the producer, I was like, excuse me, did you guys not give me a Bad Girls Club symbol on purpose? And they were like, no, Sasha, I honestly think it was like an error. But I'm like, so y'all trying to tell me out of 14 girls, I'm the only one without a symbol?
And I'm in the middle.
Right, and I'm right in the middle.
And I have the Marvel superhero.
I'm going to win. Y'all just knew I was going to win. Like, you know, like teasing. But it was just, you know, it's all fun and games. And I promise, like, once I promise you guys, and you, if you go back and watch, the moment Natalie walked back in that house, I gave up. Like, I was done. I was completely done. And I was like, oh, this is rigged. This is rigged. It's fake.
Yeah,
like it's no point. Like I'm
gonna chill. Phone.
Like I'm chilling. Like you can't come over it. Like I'm chilling. But yeah. No, like and to clear, I do want to clear one thing up for everybody, for you guys, and for the fans.
Yep.
Clear one thing up very specifically. Like I get this huge rep about me being fat. I think it's hilarious. I'm 5'3", 5'4" on a good day, depending on how I'm feeling. If I'm standing tall or what I'm doing, I might be 5'4". You know, and I've never been bigger than a size 11 jeans. I'm not huge. I can't even buy anything in a plus size store. Like, I have triple D's, and I have a 45-inch hip. I am not huge. Like, everyone thinks I'm, like, this big girl. And they're like, oh, you shouldn't have been on the show anyway. You're out of shape. You didn't try. You weren't pushing for the team. You weren't this. You weren't that. Let me explain to everyone my plan going into this. This is a competition. I am smart. Unfortunately, I forgot that I was the only one who was smart. So, going into the competition, you go into a competition where it's all physical, and you don't show your physical strength. I'm not going to go on here and go hard and push and show you just how hard I can go.
Right.
Because I don't want you guys looking at me like, oh, she got to go. She's strong.
Yep.
Because when I came in, I walked around. I looked at everybody. Hello, how are you? Okay, Danny and Gabby can stay. who else can stay? Oh, no, Natalie got to go. Flo got to go. Amber can stay. Like, that's my, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's where my mind went. You know, because I'm like, oh, okay, let me see who I would want to be one-on-one up against in the end.
Right.
That's the way my mind works. Not, oh, let's be friends and create alliances and get people I don't like out the house. I don't give a damn. If Natalie was the size of Danny, Natalie would have been there to the end, honey. I would have kept Natalie there. I would have fought for Natalie to stay. I don't care about none of this drama, none of this mess. But when Natalie's on freaking Twitter and Instagram talking about how she's, you know what I mean, training and all this other stuff, honey, you got to go. And yes, you know, I was in the gym 5 to 6 days a week. And just because I'm not skinny does not mean I'm not in shape, honey. Yeah. I got down to do 25 push-ups on my way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think any of the girls are playing it right. Like, what do they think? They're all going to share the money at the end because they're friends? Like,
oh, yes,
it does not make any sense.
We're going to high five. We're going to high five and skip to my loo, and we're all going to be bestie. Like, I wish they would have showed what I really said before I left the house. Like, I told them very clearly. I said, it's time for me to go. These girls are not playing this game correctly. This is a game of chess. You cannot roll dice when you're playing chess. Your only rule should be to protect your queen, period. So you guys are out here playing chess with dice, and I don't play that game.
Deep.
It's very simple.
Very true. And as far as your music goes, what's going on with that?
I'm definitely still writing, and I haven't put out any music because I'm kind of giving it I want a cooling off period with everyone trying to push and compare and do this whole me and Lucci thing. Mm-hmm. And I love my music, but getting into the music industry is not what I'm into. Right. So I'm not interested in it. I've done the whole meetings and flew out and did this and went to New York and you know, flew out to L.A. and sat down with this exec, and it's just not, you know, when they're like, oh, we want to make you look like this, and we want to give you this, and we want to fuck you up, and we want, like, no, not interested.
Can I just say, I remember when we were working together, and you were, like, talking about your goals in life, and you were like, no, I just want to be, I want to be, you know, a personality, a TV personality, and and you are. Yep. Like, when that, when you were on the season, I was like, damn, she did it. Like, she put it out into the ether, and she manifested it.
Speak your dreams into existence.
Exactly.
It is that simple.
It's good. It is good to hear, you know, obviously we watch Bad Girls Club and we see some sort of ratchetness going on. But it's good to get some of you guys on here to, you know, and kind of squash the editing and the drama and kind of say, you know, I did learn from the experience and look where I am now. So we definitely appreciate you calling in, Stassi. Stassi, where can we follow you? Where can, in your website, your Twitter, what's all that?
Oh, goodness. Everything is pretty much the same. My Twitter, my Instagram, everything is Stassi Quinn. And that's Stassiquinn. And my hairline can be found at superbad.com, SUPPABADD.com. And, feel free. My YouTube channel is about to be ridiculously crazy. I just finished signing a deal to do my talk show via YouTube. So that'll be coming soon. So I would love to help promote and do anything that you guys may need from me. So please keep me informed, stay in touch. And I'd love to be a part and just kind of help. I'm all about getting other people's names out there. So
awesome, Stassi. Well, we will definitely be in contact with you. And thank you so much for calling in. And we will definitely make sure you guys check her out on Twitter.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys have a great night.
You too, Stassi. Thank you.
Finally, we've been trying to get her since season 7.
Oh, my goodness.
She's always traveling.
I was like, Stassi, you remember me? You want to come on the show? Yeah, I'm not in L.A. right now.
So before we finish up with the episode really quickly, I want to give a shout-out to everybody at home who's watching us every week. We love you guys. We love the support you guys give us. But we need your help. We here at AfterBuzz but Kevin and Maria, the creators of AfterBuzz, have created not only this amazing platform for y'all, but they've actually created an amazing movie. It's called The Adventures of Cereal Buddies. We've all seen it. It's hilarious. Definitely a cult classic. Tons of celebrities. There's Kathy Lee Gifford.
Christopher Lloyd.
Narrated by Henry Winkler. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Please support AfterBuzz TV and go to iTunes and download and purchase the movie The Adventures of Cereal Buddies. It is available now on iTunes. Okay, let's just get through this really quickly. Judy's crying because Natalie wants her to vote with her, vote for, against, who was it?
Yeah, did we ever think she was really going to do it?
No. I thought she did. Actually, I did.
Well, I did. I got nervous for it.
Well, because she was like, Natalie was like, I'll be your friend. And then she was just like, oh, really? And I thought she was being sarcastic. Like, oh, you're going to be my friend? We're going to be on Twitter buddies, blah, blah, blah. But she was serious.
I know. When Siobhan and I were watching it, we're like, wait, we thought she was joking. She's like, maybe she'll tag me on Twitter and maybe she'll write to me on Facebook. Like, she sounded like she was in fourth grade. Well, that's she was joking.
So she was saying, there's a maturity level thing going on.
And part of me thought maybe she was playing the game until she sat down with Danny and Julie and they like were having open conversations. She starts breaking down crying. They're just like, oh, girl.
They're like, didn't care. They're like, stick with your regular vote.
Paula was pissed because obviously it was Paula and Amber that were put up for elimination. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she obviously knew Amber.
Paula was so safe, though. Like, yeah, I don't know why she was bugging. Like, you knew
She wasn't bugging that much, though. She knew. She's like, this is the last time I'll do this.
Yeah.
And Natalie was pissed talking about,
we have rats in the house. Shut up.
How does Natalie have so much energy? She's always like bouncing around in her little shorts and standing on furniture like,
booty shaking.
What?
Twerking. That's what twerking will do to you guys. So then Natalie goes in, you know what? And then walks in and Julie's on the train so we couldn't get in contact with her. She walks in talking about, Julie, I want you to be my slave today.
What?
Out of everybody in there, The one person that's going to look you in the face and be like, bitch, you're a joke. Like, why don't you go after, I don't know.
It was a funny moment.
You're going to be my slave.
Well, why wouldn't you at least go after Judy and say
that? It was really weird. I don't get it either. But Julie's changed because she straight up hit her in the face with a bottle. It fell out of the bottle, splashed her in the face, and Julie still didn't do anything.
That would have been a fight. Like, oh my God, it would have been really, but that's
it would have been World War III. The girl would have had her head split open with that very bottle. Like, I don't understand how Julie didn't do something.
Well, just wait for the reunion.
Oh no.
So let's see. Then Flo starts coming in and fighting Natalie, which
I never understand when Flo's fighting.
I think they have a crush on each other.
Yeah, Flo and Natalie?
I feel like they have a crush on each other. They're always at it. No,
I mean, Bad Girls has been known to create lesbian action, so you never know if Natalie and Flo may be on their season.
Thin line between love and hate. That's all I got to say.
So Amber talks to Danny, tells her to save her, and she'll save Julie and Gabby because they'll have targets on her back, which is kind of a...
She's totally right.
But I'm sure Danny went and talked to Gabby and Julie, and they were like, no, girl, don't do that. So elimination, obviously Amber gets kicked out and is eliminated. Amber's pissed at Flo. Feels like Flo set the whole thing up. You blame Flo, really? I can't.
No.
No, I mean, Flo's like, I'm going to vote last, whatever, which it could have been her deciding vote. She knew what she was doing. I mean, she wasn't trying to get out of it because she could have literally decided who was going home.
Do you think she could have had the power to turn the other girls?
That's what Natalie's mad about, and I don't necessarily think so. They were all so stuck on their votes when they went in there. I don't think Flo could have influenced
I think she was just smart about it. It's like, why vote first and then make yourself an enemy to your teammates? And then rather just do it at the end. So, you know, everyone's voting. It's going to be unanimous.
Do you see that kind of working against Flo in the future episodes? Where the girls are kind of like, wait a minute, maybe Flo ain't really on our side?
Well, they don't. Well,
Now they're kind of iffy about it.
Well, the thing is, it's just like what Saucy was saying. It's like, you don't trust anybody in the house. Trust no bitch. Like, nobody really knows for certain. Mm-hmm. I think the only three people who are actually have each other's back are the Boston girls. Like, I mean, no, any other alliance is still kind of like, it could always, like with Amber, like that stuff with Amber, you know, you never know. You never know.
That's true. And obviously next week we get Flo versus Jen. Natalie goes nuts. Who would have thought it?
Natalie's like, I don't feel bad for Amber. I feel bad for myself.
And then Erica flips out. So that
what did she flip out on? Oh, yeah. The only thing that I really noticed
Erica
is
versus Natalie, right?
Yeah, I think that the purple team wins the challenge because the girls were all dressed up like they were going out, and Natalie looked like she was coming home drunk, dressed up. And that's when the fights always happen. Mm-hmm. That is genius on Oxygen's part.
To have
sending
them,
go out and, find out who's going to be eliminated.
Because the other team's already mad at because they're they eliminating somebody, and now you got this happy drunk team coming in.
That's not so happy.
Well, then you got to wonder the next day, like, if they're really going to be competitive individuals because they're hungover.
No,
like,
but they don't want them to be competitive.
I know.
They want them to flop on the ground and look crazy. That's what Buna and Murray, I mean, just mathematical geniuses. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Check out The Adventures of Serial Buddies on iTunes. And make sure you guys keep on coming back. I know next week there's a double episode Tuesday and Wednesday. We have a guest for y'all every week. And we got some people who should have been on All Stars coming on. We have some of the All Stars coming on. And we just have a lot of drama that's going to be happening throughout AfterBuzz's season here. So please, you guys can follow me and keep the conversation going on Twitter at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
At Siobhan _ Hughes.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.